Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 at 9:07 a.m. We'll begin with the invocation offered by Peggy White, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, as we gather here before you this morning, we'd like to thank you for the so very many blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us. We ask you to give the commissioners guidance in the decision-making processes that they have to go through today. Father, thank you so much for the country that we live in, especially as we go through this time frame of getting ready to celebrate our 250th anniversary here. Father, give us strength and protect us all in the coming days. And we ask these many favors and blessings in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peggy. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everyone. In the courthouse today, we have all three county commissioners, our clerk, Lorinda Isaacson, and Peggy White with Economic Development and Tourism. And virtually, it doesn't look like we have anyone with us at this point. So we'll move on to the agenda and entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. What's that note? Oh, that's just a...
That's that AI stuff.
Note taker. All right. We don't have any minutes to review today, so we'll jump into issue updates. Any discussion concerning the RDA? How about the Municipal Building Authority?
Looks like we have some bills to figure out from Sunrise Engineering. Also, I got the bill for the bond attorney for the water treatment plant. Got it coded. Haven't heard anything discouraging yet. Sounds like construction's moving along and inspections are going on.
Good.
Best of my knowledge.
A good update on the water treatment plant project. The clinic project, we have a groundbreaking today at 11:45 and a lunch that's being provided by Tri-County Health. We appreciate our wonderful partners. Anything else on the MBA? Okay, affordable workforce housing. Moving forward, as government does, in slow fashion, but moving forward. Any EMS, EMT, or Sheriff's Office updates? How was the weekend?
Pretty good. Well, I don't know everything, but as far as, like, the Dutch John fireworks went well, no big incidents there, had a good crowd, and a great show. And good coordination among the different entities that help manage the parking and both search and rescue. The sheriff's office was standout again, and the fire departments from both sides.
So. Was it well attended? It felt like there were a lot of people in the county.
Yeah. Well, and it felt really busy. River, lake, mountain. We got through a few places, all three places at different times. Like I don't know numbers, but it was at least what you would anticipate for a big weekend.
It felt like people kind of trickled in, and then they all left at the same time. And
they're surprised you haven't got here.
The highway, yeah, the highway in front of my place was pretty busy on Sunday.
Yeah.
So everyone came and had a good time, and they were safe, then that's a successful weekend. So
I I don't really have a report on incidents. It wasn't.
I haven't heard much, but all right. Any discussion on airports?
I got a stamp, and I was going to ask. Do you know anything about? There's some stamp, rubber stamp type thing that I'm supposed to give Trevor, I guess, or was I supposed to give it to you? Or
I got one for here.
And then we're supposed to have a place out there that it stays, that the pilots use it for something, some sort of program.
Yeah. I haven't done anything with mine, still sitting in my office. We haven't had a pilot come in to use it. Just more or less an advertisement type of deal.
Okay. Some it's a thanks for being involved in the program, but I didn't know what the program was.
Yeah.
Do we have to build a little pedestal or box or something for him to be in at the airport for him to use it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we do that, if I get something done out there, I'll build two of them, or if you get, if Buildings and Grounds is going to do it, we can build two and we'll put one at Dutch John and one over here. So we can talk about it later. Whatever you think works, I'll help. I did talk to Sean for a second, and I suspect he'll bring it up with one or both of you on seeing if they can use when they have the tractor with the side boom mower to mow both sides of the airstrip, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 passes on either side. We did have an airplane, one of the jets come in that he said if he would have, couldn't have stayed centered and had a little bit of a crosswind, they were worried that brush was tall enough that they would have needed some free board. Keeping the wheels on the pavement, but it felt like it was potentially an issue. So.
I have a question about airports. I was out on the lake this weekend, and there was like a small, I thought it was at first a giant drone, but it was not, and I'm talking flying low over the lake. It looked like a Tesla-type airplane. Are they...
500, is it 500-foot ceiling? Which is feels really close.
I was shocked at how low it was. It wasn't no 500 feet. It was maybe 300. I mean, he was sideways to get around that called there at Hideout to come back towards Kingfisher
Island. They do that. Whatever the rule is.
So it scared few people. There's a couple kids that dropped on their skis.
We get complaints every now and then. I've gotten complaints.
Okay, but it is okay.
But if it's the one pilot that is a local in the county, he knows the ceiling and typically doesn't go below it, whatever, or the bottom, whatever the bottom's called.
Yeah, there was no, I mean, it was absolute silver.
Yeah, it's probably the same plane. He typically knows where it is and he knows it's going to make for phone calls, but he stays.
But he has flown under the pipeline a couple of times this year.
He was alone.
If somebody knows that, they should report it. If they know it or saw it. That, because that's just... Not to say he won't break the rules, but typically when I've gotten called, he was within range when the people reported it. So that's a good point. So, anyway.
All right.
Well, if it's plum silver, a really good chance.
Yeah, I didn't see any other color markings.
And small. Like a 1 or 2 seater back.
Yeah, very small.
Did you get the tail number?
I couldn't see it. I was thinking, I want a ride. Can I get a ride?
No, the tail number, the number on the other.
Couldn't see.
All right, clinic updates. Roads.
worked with the IT department and got the Sears Canyon Road marked out. Try and have it, if we can get it on the agenda for next week, he's going to send a draft of it over. It'll just add the Sears Canyon for now. If there's other roads that we want to challenge or make sure are on our B road, my thinking was we can add them as we go, but there's kind of a push right now through PLIPCO that this may end up be one that we want to even add to the 2477 that they'd be willing to help us with. But it will have a cost because of the, and they may be able to help it because they want a center line survey, and I do not know what that will cost. I have no feeling for it. And one of our surveyors can do it at a price that, I don't know if we're talking $5,000, $10,000, $2,000. I don't have any idea.
Okay.
But to get things started for the BLM part of it, even marking it based on aerial photography is what we did the other day.
Okay.
And is there a document that we can put in the packet for the agenda next week?
He's the map.
So the map would be the document.
And then we adopt the map.
Okay.
I don't know about the document side of it.
Well, just the map. A map is
pertinent,
I think.
I asked him if he would. He's going to text or email a draft sometime today.
Okay.
And I asked him to do it to Lorinda as well.
Okay.
And then he'll fix it up. He'll get it cleaned up for the agenda and the meeting to be approved.
So discussion and consideration of approving your roadmap?
Yeah, updated county roadmap.
Okay. That'd be great.
If you're comfortable.
Yep. No, I think that's...
Are you okay with that, Randy?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Thanks for your effort.
Well, we've got a long list of things that are on the fire. At least get that one out of the way.
All right, any code enforcement issues? I'm sure there were probably some things that happened over the weekend that need some code enforcement attention, but nothing specific that I'm aware of. Legislation, tourism.
Let me get a hold of Jordan. I thought we were headed into the NDA, so I didn't.
We should be. We'll come back to tourism because we do need to come into the MBA.
Okay.
I got on a roll, I guess. I need to pay attention. All right, so we will recess from our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting at this time to go into our Municipal Building Authority meeting. It is 9:20.